I'm Leah Fleming with Atlanta News. Pharmacies and hospitals say there is no shortage of flu drugs, but the most serious flu season in years has strained supplies. Tamiflu can relieve symptoms if taken in the first few days of catching the flu. Georgia Health News reports that some pharmacies are having trouble keeping Tamiflu on the shelves, while chains like CVS are sending customers to smaller drugstores. The State Department of Public Health has confirmed that 51 people in Georgia have died from the flu this season. Governor Nathan Deal wants to change Georgia tax law to match the new federal tax overhaul. If approved in the legislature, the plan would make changes to things like deductions on your tax returns. And as Georgia continues to lure business to the state, House Bill 821 would eliminate sales tax on jet fuel. And Deal says that can open up more growth for business coming through Atlanta's airport.
As I have been around the world, literally talking to prospective businesses and even talking to businesses that have already decided to come to Georgia, one of the main things that they talk about is having more direct flights to their countries of origin.
Deal says he's asked the Office of Planning and Budget to work with the Fiscal Research Center to assess the different components of the federal tax bill and their potential impacts if applied at the state level. A new investigation reveals that some politicians spend campaign cash long after they leave office. The Tampa Bay Times looked at millions of campaign finance records. Former Georgia Senator Saxby Chambliss retired in 2015, but the investigation found his campaign committee was spending money as recently as last September. In a statement to 11 Alive, Chambliss says all of his spending complies with federal law. Former Congressman Jack Kingston stepped down in 2015, but his committee spent money last year for travel, meals, and cell phone service. Kingston now works as a lobbyist and television pundit. Ed Jenkins left Congress in 1993, but his campaign committee spent hundreds of thousands of dollars for the next 14 years. He died in 2012. Some people received a false tsunami warning on their phones yesterday, and as GPB's Emily Jones reports, a private company sent the alert through weather apps.
The National Weather Service says there was no tsunami warning in effect. The station in Charleston, South Carolina, tweeted that it was a monthly test. But the alert went out as an actual warning to some AccuWeather users on the East Coast and Gulf Coast and in the Caribbean. It's unclear how many users received the alerts. The Weather Service says it's looking into how the error happened. In a separate incident in Hawaii last month, a false missile alert temporarily sparked panic. A former government emergency worker mistakenly sent that warning. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.
Georgia could soon make history as the first state in the nation to create a truck-only highway. CBS 46 reports the Georgia Department of Transportation is in the early stages of planning the road, which would stretch from Metro Atlanta to Macon. GDOT says the interstate will lead to a 40% reduction in traffic delays and safer conditions for drivers. The total estimate for the plan is $1.8 billion, with the federal government paying 80% and the state covering the rest. The project won't break ground until 2024 at the earliest. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Leah Fleming.